Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast. It is the 20th day of May, 2021. Day one of the PGA Championship. And the PGA Championship, now the second in the line of majors each year. It used to be the final major of the year. Does that make a difference to you at all? Obviously, the Masters, you know, without pandemic and everything else, Masters is first. And we all kind of look toward that as to, you know, the start of spring and, you know, that kind of thing, weather turning. Now that that's behind us, typically we'd be getting ready for the U.S. Open, right, in
June? Well, next month, right.
It used to be in June.
Yeah, it still is.
The U.S. Open still is?
Yeah. And then the Open Championship in July. And then it used to be the PGA Championship in August.
In August, and May would be squeezed it in.
Right, May would be an off month from a major for golf. And now they've moved it because obviously the PGA, which is really kind of like the redheaded stepchild, if you can even say that these days, I don't know, I just did. You know, nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody really cared about it, but it was the least.
Probably the least popular of the four majors.
Least popular, least notoriety, and it probably still is. And it got lost when it was in August, probably got lost in the shuffle of the beginning of football season, you know, whether it be the tail end of training camp, preseason games, whatever it may be. You know, toward the end of summer, it just got lost in the shuffle, and so they moved it to May now, that hopefully to get better TV ratings, more eyes, maybe more interest. To me, it's still the least of the four majors, but it is a major, and if I'm not too busy when I have free time this weekend, I am busy this weekend, but when I have free time, I'll watch.
Well, what makes a major a major? I mean, what makes a major different than any other tournament?
Well, probably the field, right?
The field, yeah. I think that's what it is. It's the field. It's the elite of the elite. And so I don't know why. You know, I think among the players, those in the game, I think they hold, and I'm not going to say they hold it as high as the Masters, but they certainly hold that PGA Championship in very high esteem. I mean, it may be the least popular of the majors, but it is still a major, and it's still a huge deal to win it.
It is a huge deal to win it, and I think it's got a more open, you know, this is the PGA Championship, and so I think there's a lot of, like, PGA pros, you know, there will be a lot more names that you probably don't recognize. It could be in the field, and I think it's a little bit larger field, and it's kind of funny, and I'm probably wrong in saying this because I bet it happens in just about every major championship. But this is the major that produced Rich Beam, Sean McKeel, John Daly, although he went on to have success. And I don't know, and I'm sure there are a lot of other winners of other majors that were just nobodies, let's say. But this one seems to kind of have produced maybe more of them. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but to me it just comes off as that.
Well, I mean, if you look at Jason Duffner, what else has he won?
Right.
You know, he's been around for a while, and
he's a tour pro that's ground.
People know about him.
He's ground out a nice paycheck on the on a tour, but he's nobody really.
Right. Right, but you're right. It has produced the Rich Beams and David Toms. I think the only major was the PGA Championship, and but at the same time, you know, Tiger Woods has won it multiple times.
Yeah, but he wins all the majors multiple times.
Nick Price won it a couple times. You know, Jack, obviously, the greats, Phil's won it. So there's still prestige in it. But you're right. There is maybe some of that underdog possibility in this tournament, but the difference that you know, the field is what makes the difference in the majors from any other tournament, in any given tournament. Let's just take the one that I'm real familiar with, the Heritage Classic that gets played every year after the Masters. Obviously the Masters is the Masters, the top players from all over the world. Which I guess you could maybe say about every week on the PGA Tour, but the difference is like the top players.
Top 30 or something.
It was a big deal, like when they would announce the field for the Heritage, it was a big deal if you had, say, 7 of the top 10 players or something like that, or 6 of the top 10 players in the field. That would be like, oh, that's a great field. If you could get that many of the top 10 players this tournament has, you know, the top 50 in it or something. Probably 45 of the top 50 players. And that's what makes the difference.
Well, and the fact that you just say it's a major. You know, everybody, you tune in and it becomes more interesting to begin with. If the John Deere Classic was a major, you know, you tune into the John Deere Classic. But it is the field and the fact that they slap major on it.
Have you ever been to a PGA Championship?
Yeah, they had here at Whistling Straits.
Prior to that?
No, I had not.
I have been to one because they played it really close to my house back in 1989. They played it at Kemper Lakes.
Okay.
Which was right down the road from our house. It took us about 15, 20 minutes to get there. My mom actually used to work at Kemper. So Kemper had a big headquarters, Kemper Insurance, in, I guess it was technically in Kildare, Illinois. It was, anyway. So they had this big, like, headquarters there, but around it they built this championship golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the PGA Championship in 1989. And I remember it pretty well because it was the first golf tournament I ever went to. But I remember it more so because my parents had tickets. So they would go like early in the morning and then they'd come home and then I would use their ticket and go back in the afternoon because it was a day pass.
Right.
And I remember seeing like Jack Nicklaus on like number 3 on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught up with them on like number 8. By the time
I was watching you, Jack.
Yeah, I was watching them on TV, and I just hop in the car, drive down there, boom, and I catch up with them, and that was able to follow him around for a while. That's the only time I've seen him play in person. It was great. I used to be a big fan of Curtis Strange.
I love Curtis Strange.
And I followed him around for a little bit that tournament, but my favorite guy at the time was Payne Stewart, and Payne Stewart won. And he won, remember he also used to wear the NFL colors of the home city?
Yep.
And he won it in Bears colors and Bears stuff on Sunday at the PGA.
Deal with the NFL. I've never gone to the very first golf event. I've never been to a golf event that hasn't been a major. And I've never been to a golf event that I haven't been working, so to speak.
Hmm.
The very first golf tournament I went to was 1991, the U.S. Open at Hazeltine in Chaska.
Mm-hmm.
Working. Which, by the way, was working at for the radio station that I worked at. Which, by the time, at that time, it's kind of funny because my media was actually a badge, a pin.
Put
on your shirt. I have it at home. It was an actual pin,
okay.
Not a lanyard and that you wore around your neck and all that. It was an actual pin.
Nice.
That and then I didn't go to another golf event until working here in Green Bay with all the events at Whistling Straits and then the U.S. Open that was at Erin Hills. That's the only golf. I never really had a desire to go to a golf. And having been to them, too, they're kind of cool, but it's not a good place to watch. It's like
probably not.
Oddly enough, and we'll probably talk about it closer to the time, I have no desire to go to the Ryder Cup, even though it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. This will be my one shot, probably,
right,
to go to the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to pass on it from the simple fact that the format does not really lend itself to good viewing. You know, 60,000 people crowded around 10 groups or whatever it is. You know, again, when the Ryder Cup comes around, if you want to watch everybody, you're going to have to get there early, go to a hole, and wait and wait and wait with no action until they start coming through.
Right.
So
not like a regular tournament where you have
everybody's coming through. Right, and you know everybody's coming through because you have to play 18 holes, too,
right.
By the way. You get out there, let's say on 17 or something like that, and try to stake something out there, match may not get that far.
Yeah, that's true. That's true when they're playing match play. Well, I know exactly what you're saying. I want to go at least to one day of it just to see the atmosphere, and because it's going to be unlike anything you ever see for a golf tournament.
Absolutely.
So I will definitely go for that just to check that out. But I understand exactly what you're saying. The game itself doesn't necessarily give you the best options when you're at the events. It's better on TV, but it's fun to say you've been there after the fact. I'd like to be at Kiawah Island. I've played that course. I played Kemper Lakes. I haven't played Kiawah Island. I'd like to someday play the ocean course at Kiawah. I know where it is. I just have never been there. So maybe someday. So I've played a couple of courses that major tournaments have been played on. I've played Whistling Straits. Played Aaron Hills. Lakes there. Played Aaron Hills. Yeah. So, it's fun. It's fun to challenge yourself that way. I played. I have played Kiawah Island on video numerous times. Many, many times. Maybe I'll play it again today.
There you go.
All right, we got to go. Hopefully you're in the BARMCC. If you're not, better luck next time. Well, that was kind of talking to you. Tune in to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. it starts. And you can catch it right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.